Hi, Catherine.
Hi. There you are.
Okay, you know what? When you see on air, it says switchboard. I was the number under you. All you have to do is hit the microphone. Where it's red, you hit it and you make it white, okay?
Okay.
I did it now, so don't touch it. But, I mean, that's all you have to do. Will you see the phone numbers? You just click on the microphone, and that's how I'm able to talk, okay?
I don't have to do anything right now, though, right?
No, we're good. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, I just got to get my back in order here. I'm a little whacked now. Wait a minute.
Well, it's 7 o'clock. Are we live?
It says, yeah. Hi, everyone. I don't know if you hear us. This is Kat and DC. I'm DC, of course. Right, Kat?
We were having a little technical difficulty initially.
Another sleep moment.
Yes. But welcome, to Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. Thank you all for tuning in this evening. Sorry, I had to hear a little bit of that earlier, but that's live broadcasting. So my name is Kat.
Hello.
I'm here with my lovely, lovely co-host, CC Love. And as a reminder, I want listeners to be sure to listen in at the beginning of each show when a 4-minute Mother Mary sound healing will be transmitted. Additionally, listeners will be taken on a magical, metaphysical wild ride of what the bleep moments, along with captivating, thought-provoking topics, which I personally love, that will help bring you on a spiritual path of self-exploration and discovery. So spiritual tools and techniques and interactive how-to practices will also add to your own spiritual toolbox, and we offer them here with the intent of helping you raise your vibration and tap into your subconscious mind where all things are possible. And an oracle card reading for the collective will be pulled at the end of the show. So you want to start, DC? Let me start. Bio?
Yeah, you can tell everyone about you first, of course. Sure.
Okay, so I'm just limiting it to a few things here, because we're all like jack of all trades, and so I'm just going to be brief here. I am an intuitive empath, Reiki practitioner. I work with energy medicine, and I am a spiritual shamanic mindfulness and meditation life coach, and my metaphysical experiences began as a child and continue to this day. Do you see? Do you see? Uh-oh, where'd she go?
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay. Come on, angels, give us a little help here. Okay, everyone, so this is DC Love. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I'm also a divine soul healer, a seer, an angel intuitive, an animal communicator, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, a conscious channel. But the really cool thing that I like is the way that I got where I am today, because my journey, I can assure you, is quite different than most. My journey started with cookies flying off of countertops, sugar cookies with sprinkles, my cell phone texting me, and then spirit sitting on me to get my attention. So I had no choice other than to just listen. And I'm glad I did, because all of that brought me here to where I am today. I did attend schools of higher learning, but in my case, it was in heaven. I went to heaven several times when I was asleep, and I acquired the knowledge that I've gained to help myself and then others. You know, they say if you snooze, you lose, but that wasn't true in my case, because every time that I went to heaven, I gained more knowledge, and I channel now and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the ascended masters, the angels. I'm just so blessed to be here. It's just totally amazing. It really is. And I just want to give a shout out. We have other beautiful shows that are on the Sacred Embers Network besides our beautiful show. They are Enter the Light. There's Angel Answers. And I believe Enter the Light, Angel Answers. There may be another one that the other girls do, but I think they only do it twice a month, right, Kat? The Lighthouse. That would be the other show. So be sure to check out all these shows that are, you know, in our network, because we have a beautiful, beautiful group of people that are truly amazing. So I just wanted to give them a little shout-out, Kat.
Yeah, they really are.
Oh, they are. I'm so blessed. And I want to thank Mary Hernandez because she gave me the login information. Thank you, Mary, if you're listening. Okay, so, you know, we had Mother Mary here, Jesus was here, but they didn't know the login information, Kat, you know? So it was a little bit crazy. But Mother Mary helps in other ways. She truly does, right? And Mother Mary helps anyone that calls on her. She loves each of us unconditionally, and her healing could be used for whatever issue we are facing, whether it is a physical, an emotional, or a spiritual issue. Maybe we're in need of healing, a little guidance. You know, we crave some inner peace or even a boost of self-love. Mother Mary is ready, and she's willing to help with any aspect of our lives. And she represents the Divine Mother and is a mother figure to all people and all life. Just like an earthly mother, you know, would want to help us immediately and comfort us, maybe we're sad or we have some pain, she too will immediately do the same. And from our experiences with Mother Mary, Kat and I have had some amazing healings that occurred after praying to Mother Mary and Jesus. And these healings, you know, they're nothing short of a miracle. And they have happened so many times after praying to her. And what I'd like to say, too, now is Mother Mary, she does many, many things. I mean, she truly, truly does. So Mother Mary, you know, she also helps, you know, Jesus, the two of them work together, and they heal generational trauma. You've got to remember that God does promise healing from generation to generation, but there are those that suffer from the effects maybe of family abuse, dysfunction, and the hope of like this kind of healing to some is really hard to believe. It's so sad. But we have to put our faith in our Blessed Mother and see that God only needs one person to say yes for hearts to be healed, both in the present and future. Now, if we reflect upon Mary of Nazareth, 1 minute before the angel arrived in her life, we see a little girl with an ancestry of lost riches, destroyed security, covenants made, and forsaken by one unfaithful side. The pain, the betrayal, and the disappointment were her family's legacy. And this began all the way back to Adam and Eve. They were bright lights, but still, she was the daughter of a kingdom that was trapped in a cycle of destruction. She lived in a time where there was hope of cycle breaking, but the best idea anyone around her had to break, you know, these cycles involved violence and using the very conflict and devaluation of humanity that caused all of, you know, the people their problems from the start. So I feel like Mother Mary, you know, She knows what we're going through. She truly does. You know, it's just something that, you know, I feel in my heart from connecting, you know, with her. And she wants everyone to know that, you know, when we release the past, it does help us to create a new future. And it may not be easy to let go of suffering or pain, but we've got to release the past and embrace what God has in store for us. And she's saying, beloved, the old is gone and the new is all we have. Forgive yourself first and release all the heaviness you're carrying. And I truly feel, Kat, that that is so important, that we forgive ourselves as well as others. And know that it is safe to, yes, and let, you know, it's safe to let go, to release everything that does not bring us joy, surrendering our fears, our worries, our doubts, you know,
it's vital.
At peace.
It's vital.
And
because you're not forward without that happening first, right? So
it has to happen first, yes.
Yes.
So when we do our part, God comes in and he does his part. So when we release the past, God's going to come in and release the new and exciting chapters of our lives that are waiting for us. And we can't see the future if we're looking behind us. And Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has a plan for our lives, and it is good. So now it is time to embrace the future and all the good that God has for us. And we've got to remember that, you know, endings do bring new beginnings. So we're asked to focus on the future instead of our old story. And there's no better time than right now to leave the past behind. We can take the lessons that we've learned and bring them into the future. And why not start, you know, imagining and envisioning the future that you are wanting? You know, if we start today and we get moving, you know, toward that better future, every step that we take forward is going to lead to a better future. And it is so beneficial. And it will help, you know, to create a beautiful and better tomorrow. So I just, you know, I'm excited, and I hope, you know, you guys are too. So we're talking about, you know, Mother Mary and helping us, you know, physically, mentally, spiritually, and then, you know, she comes in, she helps with healing ancestral and generational trauma, right? So
right.
She wants us to know that we've got the power, Kat. Each of us have the power. And it's in our spiritual DNA. And that is where we connect with our ancestral lineage. And we use the ancestral memory to heal patterns that we may have presently, as well as patterns that, you know, we brought forth into this lifetime. I'm sure every one of you listening has something that you want to heal.
Right.
Now, are you struggling maybe with love, you know, abundance, finances? Any issue that you have is, you know, is what we're going to, you know, we're going to address. And those that came before us, they actually created an imprint that connected, you know, to your bloodline, my bloodline, our family karma. And if your family members that have gone before you, they did not clear any of this, as you do your clearing, you clear theirs as well, you know, all that DNA, the spiritual DNA. And those that came before us, you also give them peace, the peace that they truly deserve. And one of the big keys, again, is forgiveness. You know, forgiveness is the key for this process, because what does it do? It gives you the power to break those strong barriers that are holding, you know, each of us back and go forward to creating the life that we truly deserve.
Right.
Okay? And, you know, Kat and I are here today to help you, and we work with Jesus and Mother Mary, and we're here to help, you know, heal what you have going on a soul's level. Because each of you are important to us, and each of you, you know, deserve to have the fullest and happiest life. And, of course, when we heal, we have the freedom to go forward onto the path that brings us fulfillment. So as you're listening, do not let your circumstances define who you are. And you've got to start by loving yourself first. It all starts with you. And remember that love has the power to heal, and it's a very powerful, positive energy, and it can and will heal all wounds. So when you are open to love, as we are, you too can become an instrument of the divine. And then love can flow through you as it flows through us, and it brings healings and miracles, which is really, really beautiful. So, Kat, we did address a little bit, you know, about the generational trauma, and we have, you know, Jesus with us. So there are many ways to address that trauma, as you know, correct?
Yes.
So
I mean,
what we're going to do is we're going to invite Jesus in and, you know, speak to the generational trauma. Some of us with our, you know, our line have some generational curses, and we're going to speak to the trauma and to the curses, and Jesus is here, and we're going to cause them to reset at the DNA level, restoring each person to the perfection God intended. And we have the power of God within each of us, and we can speak to that DNA. We can speak to trauma that's in our DNA, and we too can cause it to reset and to cause those traumas to fall off and no longer impact us, because each of us are children of God. And we pray over, you know, we can pray over our generational lineage, and that will help us to, you know, to heal and restore as well. And I know that there are people listening right now to us, and they're identifying right now, Kat, with some of the generational trauma that's on their own family lineage. And
right.
Jesus wants, you know, wants each of you, wants us to say, you know what, that's not ours to carry. We're not carrying it anymore. You know, we don't have to carry it. And he's saying, each of you, I want you to speak right now to that generational trauma. Tell it to fall off in Jesus' name and mean it. And then we thank the Lord, you know, and everyone listening, because each of us are wonderfully and fearfully made. And Jesus is saying, you know, I declare over you, you know, what God's words say. You are created in God's likeness, and you are called to represent God's kingdom on this earth. And some of us may have some demonic entry points in the family lineage right now, and we close them, and we command all traumatic experiences to detach from our genetic codes right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that you are not a result of your inherited genes. You are not a flawed person by design. And I declare genetic infirmity is not God's plan for you. I speak truth into your DNA and into your life and into your spirit. Each of you are created in the image of God. Again, you were fearfully and wonderfully made, and you're here for a purpose. So I speak healing to your genetic code, and I command all genetic infirmity to be removed instantly. I command marks on your DNA that have attached themselves anywhere in your family lineage to the 10th generation and beyond to be removed and to leave your body now. And God saying, it is written, that when we ask for healing, we will receive. So therefore, you know, each of you can say silently or, you know, aloud, I ask, Lord, for a complete, thorough reset of, you know, the entire genetic code. You know, and we're going to return these genetic codes to the perfection that they were intended at our creation. And now I'm going to declare, you know, over everyone, Proverbs 17:22, that a cheerful heart is good medicine. And I bless you now, each and every one of you, with an abundant spirit of joy that brings healing and restoration. Amen.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Kat. With that being said, I was wondering if you would like to start off the prayers, please.
Sure. Let me get them. All right. So I'm going to start here with, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and gracious unto you. The Lord lifts his countenance upon you and give you peace. God will put his presence on you when you say this prayer. It refers to divine favor, angel protection, supernatural provision, and good health. And I put this in last time as well in terms of prayer, because this is so important, and this has happened this keeps coming up and up and up. In terms of prayer, I just like to remind our listeners to remember when we're able to help someone, just be glad and always do so, because that's the universe answering someone else's prayers through you. And that really goes back to anything, right, in terms of, but also because the program is about cellular memory and generational, you know, karma, curses, trauma, you know, the healings, you know, that just covers everything, really. Because we have the power, regardless of what's going on, to heal. If we heal ourselves, we're healing future generations as well as the ones that went before us. That's just through divine healing. It's just amazing, and we've witnessed it. And miracles happen, and healing continues. So the forgiveness prayer here is, God of love, your love, pure love, unconditional love, powerful love, redeeming love. I ask for your love to be poured into my family, overflowing on each of us. Let our love bring forgiveness and strengthen each of us. Gracious God, help us to love each other feverishly. Grow our love so deeply that it is able and willing to keep growing so strong, nothing can come between us. It is so, and so it is. Amen. And this is the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There is no sickness in heaven, so there is no sickness on earth. You say, be healed in Jesus' name, and mean it. You know, it's the power of your intention and the emotion behind your words that's really going to help you with, you know, these healings and honest to God miracles. It's amazing. So those are the prayers that I have to say.
Okay, well, I was going to say a prayer that I wrote. I'm going to save it for next week. I was guided to read this beautiful prayer, and it came to me just a little while before the show. So this is a prayer of Father Delindo Ruotolo, and it's entitled, Jesus to the Soul. Jesus, you take over. A prayer of the servant of God, Father Delindo Ruotolo. Why are you upset and agitated? Leave your cares to me, and all will be fine. I tell you honestly, every act of true and blind reliance on me results in what you desire and will resolve all your difficulties. Abandonment to me does not mean being frustrated or becoming anxious or even desperate. Offering me your anxious prayer that I may follow you and have your anxiety to be a prayer, abandonment means to shut the eyes of your soul in peace, moving your thoughts away from your troubles, and instead of thinking about your worries and your pain, let me take over your troubles. Simply say, and each of you can say this quietly to yourselves, Jesus, you take over. To be worried, restless, and to think of the consequences of an event is the opposite of reliance. It is really contrary to it. It is like a child who wants his mom to take care of his needs, but in the way he wants, with his whims and his childish ideas, he hampers her work. Shut your eyes and go with the flow of my grace. Do not ponder over your present moment, and put away thoughts of your future as a temptation. Rest in me. Believe in my goodness. And I swear on my love that if you think like this, Jesus, you take over, I will indeed will do it for you. I will comfort you. I will free you, and I will guide you. If I have to take you in a different direction from the one you are looking at, I will train you. I pick you up in my arms, and you will find yourself like a baby sleeping in his mother's arms on the other shore. What gives you immense stress and hurts you is your reasoning over it your thoughts and the pains it gives you. It is wanting at all costs to take care by yourself of what is afflicting you. How many things I can do, be it material or a spiritual need, when the soul turns to me, looks at me and says to me, Jesus, you take over, and close its eyes and rests in me. You do not receive many graces because you insist on getting them by yourself, but instead you will receive numberless graces when your prayer is in full reliance on me. When you are in pain and you pray that I may act, you want me to act as you believe I should. You do not turn to me. Instead, you want me to submit to your ideas. You are like a sick person who does not ask the doctor for the cure, but tells him what the cure is to be. Don't be like this, but pray as I taught you, and Our Father, hallowed be your name, which means may you be glorified in this need of mine. Your kingdom come, which means everything may work toward your kingdom in us and in the world. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, which means you direct it as it seems best to you for the good of our eternal and temporal life. When you truly tell me your will be done, which is the same then to say, Jesus, you take over, then I do intervene with all my omnipotence, and I will resolve every situation, even if there's no way out. For example, do you see your sickness becoming worse instead of improving? Don't become anxious. Close your eyes and tell me with trust, your will be done. Jesus, you take over. I repeat it. I do take care. I intervene like a doctor and even do a miracle if it is necessary. Does a patient become worse? Don't be frightened. Close your eyes and say, Jesus, you take over. I tell you again, I will indeed do it for you, and there is no medicine more powerful than my loving intervention. I take over only when you close your eyes. You never sleep. You want to appraise everything, to think, to delve into everything. You choose to rely on human power, or worse, on men trusting their intervention. This is what hampers my words and my will, and how much I long for the reliance in order to assist you, and how much I grieve to see your anxiety. Satan does just this. He gives you anxiety to remove me from you and throw you into the human initiative. Trust only in me instead. Rest in me. Rely on me in everything. I do miracles in proportion to your complete reliance on me, with no thought of yourself. I spread treasures of grace when you are in the most squalid poverty. If you have your own resources, even a few, or you seek them, you are at the natural level. Thus, you follow the natural way of things, which often are dominated by Satan. Never a thinker or a philosopher has done any miracle, not even among the saints. Only he who relies on God does divine work. When you see the things become complicated, say with your eyes closed, Jesus, I abandon myself to you. Jesus, take over. And then stop worrying about it, because your mind is sharp and for you it is difficult to distinguish evil, but trust in me. And let your mind wander away from your thoughts. Do this for all your needs, all you do. Do this and you shall see great things, endless and silent miracles. I swear it on my love. I shall indeed take over. You can be sure of it. Pray always with this loving confidence, and you shall have great peace and great fruits. Even when I choose for you the grace of immolating yourself for reparation and the love that entails suffering. Do you believe it is impossible? Shut your eyes right now and say with all your soul, Jesus, you take over. Don't be afraid. I indeed will take care of you. And you shall bless my name in humility. A thousand prayers do not equal one act of abandonment. Don't ever forget it. There is no better novena than this. Oh, Jesus, I abandon myself to you. Jesus, take over.
Yeah.
So that was what I decided to share with everyone, Kat.
That's beautiful. You know,
Thank you.
And with all that, just a reminder for everyone to truly, I think, it has to sink in, right? And then
Yes. Be
willing to do the work. I mean, it's, you know, we could say all the prayers, and of course, he's listening, but we have to do our part, you know. So
Yes. There
was the one just quick, quote says, you know, do not ask the Lord to guide your footsteps unless you're willing to move your feet. So you're always going to get what you're asking for, but it's up to you to put it, you know, help put it into place, right?
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. And there's, of course, lots of things. Yeah, so, but that was
okay. Beautiful. So are we going to do our beautiful Mother Mary healing together?
Yes.
Okay, everyone. Kat and I are going to start transmitting healing energy with Mother Mary, and we do it with the song Ave Maria. It plays for approximately 4 minutes, and during that time, Mother Mary comes in. We join her, and we're sending you beautiful healing energy for whatever you're going through, okay? So all I ask is you sit comfortably. Please close your eyes. Breathe slowly in through the nose and then out through the mouth. And just get ready for this beautiful healing. Okay, so when the music begins, and it will begin in a few seconds, that is when the healing begins as well. Okay, hold on for 1 second. We're having a couple technical difficulties, but I feel calm. Mother Mary is still here. There we go. Okay, everyone, take your time. Open your eyes very gently. Maybe move around a little bit. And Kat, let me know when you're back, hon.
I'm back. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it truly was. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Really, truly amazing.
A global vision again, you know. And I just, you know, I'm, you know, where, who said this? It was Stephen Hawking, where there is life, there's hope. And, you know,
right.
Healing is the power. There's healing. There's healing in the power of our words. So we,
yeah.
With the transmission, you want to be careful what we say, right? But just to give a testimony, I can go there. There's so many of them, and feel free to add in if I'm a little recovering from a cold here. So I just, you know, if I forget something, just let me know. But we did a transmission on a friend who is in transition right now. She's in both worlds. And since then, you know, we were, you know, we, there were so many miracles that happened after this. But again, we knew that it was, you know, eventually, you know, coming her time. And the next thing you know, hospice is there, right, at this time. And she's, you know, just laying there most of the day. And we're, there's several of us that are coming in and helping with everything. And so, anyway, the next thing I know, I'm hearing that she's singing, literally sitting up and singing, and she's sleeping 20 hours a day. Not only that, but she literally jumped up from the couch that she lays on and just, like, vaulted around the corner. Like, what? Where did that come from? So the healing, we were told that this is something that, you know, it's in her time, but the healing is helping her to stay around just, you know, a little bit longer. And so, you know, God will take her and her free will take her, you know, when that time comes. But to have her actually sing and sit up, and she's always coming in and out, and, you know, just, it's incredible. And she wanted to redecorate her house, So, you know, if she believes that she's going to live at this point, then we let her believe she's going to live, and you never know. Because didn't you have a friend, DC, that actually was on hospice and then lived for, I don't know, years later?
I had a cousin. I actually had a cousin that got better, and he went home from hospice, and he lived years before he actually passed, yeah.
Yeah, so
It's God's time. It's ours, you know,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, right. But it was interesting because my small grandson, he just turned 5. He, you know, these babies are being born into this world now, and, you know, we'll talk about this a little bit later, but he thought it was me in his window, and he's very open to that because he's gifted as well. And here it was my friend. She remember because I had gone out of state and she was looking for me.
Yeah.
One of the other things was I'll save that for a what's a late moment later. But you know these things continue to happen, and you know you had the same time that you were seeing fireworks for some reason.
Yeah.
I remember we're talking about a celebration of life because her birthday is coming up, and it's a big birthday, right? She's still in her 40s, and so she's very young. And but that was, we have these synchronistic moments that are off the chart. We just laugh about them, but it's almost like you just go, that's just how it is anymore.
It is.
Right.
Amazing. And
my mom's collarbone.
Collarbone. Yes, that's a miracle. Go ahead. No, but let's talk about mom's collarbone first.
So my poor mom, she's been dealing with some things here, and we've been doing these healings. And anyway, she literally, you know, we kept going back and doing certain things, you know, doing these transmissions and, you know, other things, and she literally continued to be, well, they were those transmissions, right? And so she continued to get better and better and better, to the point where now she's fine, and darn it, she doesn't say, my neck's been, you know, it's like been hurting her. And so she goes to the doctor the other day, and here she had broken her collarbone. Well, how did that even happen? We don't know. So just me and I, Mother Mary, we get into action, and you know, we do that work, and they come in, and literally, when my mom got back from the doctor had said that collarbone was already healing itself. Therefore, she didn't need to even have surgery, because at this point the game, she's probably too old to have the surgery, and nor would she even have it, you know. So,
And she actually said she was too old, didn't she, Kat, for her knees, when they thought that she broke the hardware in her artificial kneecap?
That was a miracle. That was a miracle. Because
another miracle with her, yeah.
That was, we were told she had broken the hardware. She has two knee replacements. We were told that the fall that she had broken the hardware. And that's what the doctor said. And so with, again, the transmissions, I'm in the hospital, D.C. is where she is, and we bring in Mother Mary and Jesus, and, you know, it's all, and D.C., you know, you literally felt her knees
and her legs, yeah.
Yeah, and lo and behold, the doctor came back and said, nope, nothing's broken, nothing. And we're all in shock because we've been there for like 10 hours. It was just very excruciating in terms of emotionally exhausting, you know, for the whole family. But that was a true miracle, because that was something that the doctor was like ready to, you know, schedule surgery at that time. And she got out of there. She was in a wheelchair, you know, but
didn't she also have like a second opinion as well? She saw two doctors in regards to her knees.
Oh, right. So then she had, but she did have a traumatic injury in terms of she had broken ligaments, or she had torn ligaments and all that, and she had to keep her, you know, like give her heart and for like, I forget, it was like 6 to 8 weeks, something like that. And so that was an issue because it was, we're trying to get all the, you know, her situated and, she's a little woman, so it's just, you know, for to have her leg like all the way over top her heart, which is very important, wasn't an easy task to begin with. But then she went ahead and had a second opinion, right? When she went in for the second opinion, which was her actual orthopedic surgeon, he said, no, you don't need to keep your... and again, we had worked on her again, right? We had did these mammary transmissions on her again. Huh. And then what happened was it's a continuation of healing because he came back and said, you don't have to keep your leg over, you know, your knee over your heart for 6 weeks. You know, do it for a week, and then that's it. You know, and so it was like, what? What did he say?
Yeah.
You know, it was just, but again, it just keeps happening, right? Just over and over again, which was incredible.
Kat, I'm sure we have other people maybe that, you know, are listening in and they haven't heard about your personal miracle.
With my tooth?
With the bone in your mouth, like with the tooth when you... you can tell everybody about that.
So, and again, let me just remind our listeners, too, that all this glory and honor that goes to the divine, right? So we're just vessels, right, through which these explosions of miracles are happening and healings. And but I had gone to the dentist, and I had a tooth that just needed work. They had to build a bone around it. And so I'm sitting in a chair and getting ready to buy my own gas, the whole nine yards. And the woman who was the assistant said, why are you here? And I said, well, because you guys called me in. You're going to build up the bone, whatever. So then she goes, I don't see it. And so then the doctor finally comes in, and he goes, I've never seen this in my life, and I cannot explain this, but this is already healed. You don't need any work done. And this is an expensive surgery, one that I wasn't looking forward to. And on top of that, my GPS on the way there just got continually screwed up, which was not, it just kept doing loop-de-loops on me, was not taking me there. So that was just like Spirit's way of saying you didn't need any work done there, right? And then I get there because now I'm frustrated. And so, I made my way there only to find out it was healed, right? So then I'm out of state for a week, about less than even a week ago. And there was another issue with my tooth, and it's just like this kind of brick that hasn't gone there until, you know, for just like 2 months, right? Well, it wasn't fitting, and like a retainer thing, right? So it wasn't fitting. The second I got to, you know, where I was going out of state, so the dentist, I called him right away. I'm like, what's happening? I was just there like a month ago. And so he, you know, I just dealt with it. And I was like, you know what, it is what it is. I didn't, you know, it was just a very busy week. And, you know, so many people and just, you know, everyone's so nice and welcoming. Just so, it was a big deal. And,
And so I knew it was going to be around all these people, but I was just like, you know what, I'm going to deal with it.
And so when I get back, I get this emergency, you know, appointment, and I go in there, and he says to me, oh, yeah, it's just healing. It's quicker than we thought it would. And so that's why the retainer piece didn't fit. So I thought, okay, then. You see how that healing just continues? That was just
perfect. But you know what the funny part is, Kat? We did the Mother Mary healing on you, and at the time you were open to healing. And, you know, the divine knew that you needed that done, like, for your mouth, for the bone and everything. So that was beyond amazing. But didn't he give you some kind of, like, gas before he started the procedure?
He did. He did. He's like, just...
So here you are all...
So I was just like, he didn't tell me that.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's
and
not,
you couldn't like, almost.
That's extra, you know. He's like, nope, it's on us. You can sit there as long as you want, because he didn't even know what to do. Of course, I did not. But I just wanted to get out of there.
And then
but
you called
that.
Me from the car, and I'm like, what? But we did the Mother Mary healing, and. Yeah, that's what Mother Mary saw. That was really important to her, you know?
Yeah.
So don't limit what Mother Mary can do for you, please, you know? Don't.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I just add a little bit for myself. I want to go back to Holly a little bit. Like I said, you and I have been connecting with Holly, and you told me about Holly, and she connects with me as well. I was walking my dog. I walked past one of the lawn lights. Now, it's probably like about 5 o'clock at night. It was beautiful and sunny. And as I walked past this light, it lit up in my front lawn.
I remember
When you were talking about, like, the party that, you know, she and you and close friends were going to have, I saw only one big, beautiful red firework in the sky, and I heard boom. And it just looked like an amazing, beautiful red circle. And in my head, I heard Celebration of Love. But after that, I also heard the song Live Like, you know, You Are Dying by Tim McGraw.
Right.
And what I believe that song was trying to tell us is to live your life to the fullest and not to leave things undone until tomorrow. Can you imagine how your life would be if you lived every day as if it was your last? My goodness. I don't think we'd have any fears or worries. And
no.
I think we take those leaps of faith that, you know, we're not taking presently. And we wouldn't waste any time on silly and petty stuff, you know, stuff that's meaningless, you know. So I think, you know, the angels and the divine want us to remember that, you know, the future is promised to no man. Every man dies, but not every man lives. And, you know, please remember, it's not the years that come, it's the life in those years. And Abraham Lincoln contributed by those, you know, the last lines, you know, it really is not, you know, the years that count. It's the life in those beautiful years. So I'm going to add a little bit more to the testimonials. I've had many, many miracles that have occurred over years, and after, you know, of course, praying to Mother Mary and Jesus, but here's just like a couple. My friend's mom had a medical condition. My friend was out of state, and she asked that I, you know, please pray for her mom, and I, of course, you know, right away did with Mother Mary. The doctor thought she may have had, you know, cancer within because there was a massive growth. And the only way they could know for sure was to go in and, you know, put her under anesthesia. So after praying, the doctors told her, and then she told her daughter, that it was just swelling and everything would be fine. So I have to thank, you know, Jesus and Mother Mary, because another miracle, you know, that was another miracle that we add to the list. And several years ago, I would go to the healing mass with my friends, and my neighbor fell off his motor scooter. He broke his ribs really badly. He was cut. He was bruised. He took a really hard fall because he flew over the handlebars, over the handlebars of his scooter. He landed on the pavement as he was going down a hill, and he broke his glasses. He scraped his face and his, his stomach area, the sides. So myself and the neighbors, we ran over to his aid and we called for help. But I immediately began to pray to Mother Mary, and I asked my friend, who goes to the healing masses with me, to join me in prayer. And it might have been like a day or so later, I found out from his wife that he was to have bed rest for 4 to 6 weeks because this was a very traumatic and bad fall. And several days later, I stopped by his house just to check in on him and see how he was doing. And I had an opportunity to go to the healing mass, so I brought a card with the picture of Mother Mary, which I received that week from the healing mass. And he actually greeted me at the door with a smile, and he invited me in. And when I handed this beautiful gentleman the card of Mother Mary, he noticed a beautiful smell of myrrh, which is the holy oil that was anointed onto the card at the mass. And he immediately said, you know what, I've smelled this before, but I've never been to a healing mass. So Mother Mary immediately began to heal him as my friend and I prayed for him. And he was back to work within a week. And there were many other people that prayed for him as well. So never underestimate the power of prayer. And I also went into prayer warrior mode with a family member. There were several instances where Mother Mary and Jesus intervened and they performed healing miracles. The one instance, a family member had tests and scans taken, in fact, several times. And, there were questionable results. So at one point they wanted to take a biopsy in the operating room as well. So with Mother Mary and Jesus, everything always turned out well. And my family member was again given a bill of perfect health. And the doctor could not explain what he saw on the x-rays and the scans because each time there was a miracle and there was no further treatment needed. And the nurse who wheeled my family member into the operating room for a biopsy that morning was singing, "You Raise Me Up," by Josh Groban, and I really truly feel she was an earth angel who was sent to comfort me. There were many nurses, that day taking care of the patients who were going into the operating room for different procedures, but I was lucky enough to have her connect with me. I gave her a beautiful angel pendant that I had in my purse, which I felt was very special. I thanked her for all she does, and she just had this amazingly positive attitude, and it truly helped me as well to get through a very long day. And I have another funny miracle, which is quite entertaining as well. My friend and I, we jump-started a car with prayer and faith, and this is the same friend that I go to the healing mass with. She picked me up, and we went for coffee. It was a very cold and rainy day, and when we came out, it was raining even harder. We jumped into a truck that she borrowed from a family member just so we could have coffee together. So she sits in the driver's seat, and she puts the key in the ignition. She turned it to start the truck, and nothing happened. There was no sound, nothing. So we both went into automatic prayer mode, and we sent positive energy to the truck. We extended our hands to where the key goes into the ignition, and we didn't realize. We both did the same thing at the same time without even looking at each other. And guess what? Immediately the truck started right up. And that's what I call a creative miracle. She, of course, didn't have AAA, motor club. Yeah, well, she didn't have, motor club AAA that assists you when you have car issues. But I believe right. we did have a divine assistance at that moment, and Mother Mary and Jesus actually sent their version of Motor Club to assist us, and we didn't even have to make a phone call. Now, that's the fastest service that I've ever had. And there's one more time that I feel, it was truly amazing. But there is another time that I felt like a miracle was received. I was going to go to the grocery store, and I heard a voice say to me, you have to bring that rosary set that's sitting on the dresser with you. Put them into your purse. So I, of course, did not question what I heard. I just placed these beautiful rosaries in my purse, knowing there was a reason for doing this. And it wasn't long after I entered the store that I knew why I brought my rosary set with me. I had run into a friend's sister who was going to have some treatment for cancer, and I said, you know, I've been guided to bring these with me, and I know they're for you. I gave her the rosaries, and I gave her a big warm hug, and she smiled and thanked me. And she went through some cancer treatment, but she healed amazingly quickly. So again, please always trust the messages that you are receiving. And Kat and I, you know, we were guided to come together and bring healing to each of you, and we do it at regular intervals. Now, she started this beautiful show on her own. It was her vision. But the divine brought us together, and we both felt it was time to join forces and continue forward together. So I'm sure you've all heard, you know, for where two or more are gathered together in my name, there will I be in the midst of them. So, you know, we are listening and we're trusting in our divine plan as we journey forward together. And Mother Mary, even over the weekend, she brought forth a beautiful channeled message validating once more what we are feeling. And, you know, Jesus gave me a message too, and it was, for I know the plans I have for you, and that's Jeremiah 29:11, and we're trusting our soul's mission. And Jesus' message came as we were sending healing to a family member, and I was given the message that, you know, that message in, you know, Jeremiah 29:11, and then Kat, at the same time, she sent me a picture that had the same message on it, right, without realizing that this message was in the pic.
That's right.
Yeah, and then she also sent me a beautiful drawing of Archangel Michael that was made by a family member of hers. And mighty Archangel Michael, as you know if you listen to us, is very special to both of us. Well, I looked at the picture, and he became animated on the pic she sent for several seconds. He was, like, moving his hair. And it not only happened once, it happened twice as I was looking at the pic. Each time, he moved a little bit, you know? But I don't know if you know, Archangel Michael is also associated with miracles. So I think that's what he wanted to tell us.
Yeah, I'm frozen right now when you just said that, because I remember that happening, and it was, oh, my gosh. I'm thinking, this is amazing. It almost like the Mother Mary card, too, right? That started to jump around.
Well, even the Mother Mary, I sent you a Mother Mary card because when we first connected, it was jumping when I was connecting with you.
Yeah.
But I have a Mother Mary icon that I got at the Healing Mass prior to COVID, so it's been a couple years, and this beautiful, extremely beautiful icon actually still cries the myrrh of Mother Mary.
Wow.
And it was just like moving all over the place. It was like if you could envision, like, you know, how you put your hand like on that object that goes on the Ouija board. I don't use one, but I've seen them like and stuff. Well, Mother Mary's picture was moving all over the icon at the same time. So I was just like, oh my gosh, like this is so crazy, you know, because everything was like moving all over the place, but.
Right.
Even we're not realizing it, the divine, you know, is giving us so many synchronicities that we really were trying to keep our eyes open, but it was just so amazing. You sent a beautiful pic, you know, showing me something that you had, and with that was, you know, Jeremiah 29:11. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that is so funny.
Wild. Yeah, that was just, it was a dream catcher with that thing.
Yeah, and it had a little bird. I think it might have.
Yeah, it did.
I'm trying to think
of
what those
are. that was what you had
said.
That was very,
and then you said, make sure you put that My Dark Angel Michael picture someplace special, because that was...
Well, you have to put it in a nice frame, because there's something really special about it. I mean, it was a pencil drawing, but it was really cool, and it was nice, and all of a sudden, he just, like, moved his hair with his hand, you know, as to get it, like, the bangs out of his eyes. He sort of had, like, an updated haircut, it looked like, in that beautiful picture, you know?
Yeah. Well, he's very
special. It was amazing. I loved it. And we've had, like, you know, so many different things, you know, between us.
I
sit there and I can't, you know, we're going through it, and it's still a lot to take in.
It is. It is. And it continues to happen. So, moving, you want to move forward a little bit in terms of the healing? There's just some things I wanted to talk about, abundance and, you know, and the healing, you know, as far as what we're experiencing in the present moment, you know, right now. So I always do like to do like a recap as well. I know I bring up Jesus says a lot, but I love him, and he just makes he is a neuroscientist, a researcher in gene expression, epigenetics, the things that we were doing, and quantum mechanics. And he stated that healing is in the present moment, right? But as far as us, and so if we can heal ourselves, it takes work, but it is so doable. And I think that, you know, to actually do that healing, taking an inventory of who we are and the areas in our life that aren't working are very important. So if you have to go to the inner child, if you have to, you know, whatever it is that you have to do, if you are judging, if you are, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, aspects here of it I could put in there, but they're not serving your highest good. They're not serving anyone else's highest good. You want to take care of that, right? Because it really does come back to you and not anybody else. And getting rid of that is going to help you to move forward. And so, and these transmissions, again, you know, are coming in faster and quicker, and things are just happening, you know, like you can't believe, and it happens to those around you as well. And so he says that the moment that you start feeling abundant and worthy, you're generating wealth. And the moment you are empowered and feel it, you are beginning to step toward your success on this healing journey, right? So the moment you start feeling whole, right, your healing is beginning. And when you love yourself, because this is really about self-love, which is where this all starts, and you love all of life, you're creating an equal, right? And now you're causing an effect. So remember that the messenger, I love this piece here, that the messenger can only deliver the message to those who are a vibrational match to the message. So don't stress yourself out, you know, saying things to people who can't really understand you, because they're just on a different vibrational match. So if you have frustration going on, you know, this is just on an everyday life, you know, events I'm talking about here. But if you're talking, again, like things are coming up, and you're wanting someone to agree with you, or you're wanting someone to, you know, it's really not our journey for them to agree with us or them to agree with us. It's just the reason that they can't understand is because they're just not at the same vibrational match. That's all. And so it's neither, you know, so what you want to do with that is is up to you. But DC, did you want to talk about sound healing a little bit, or you want to move on? DC? Okay. I don't know where DC went. But
oh, here I am, hon. I was talking. You know what I wanted to tell you? I was connecting, and I got another whoop the bleep moment because I wanted to look up sound healing to give, like, a little bit more than I knew. And you know what?
Okay.
The first thing I saw is, what bleep is sound healing? Really?
Well, you want me to go?
Make this up. You can't make this stuff up. Oh, my gosh. But it's really funny, but I'm thinking, okay, you guys are still making us laugh, but sound healing is pretty much what it says, the practice of using different sounds to improve your physical health, your emotional well-being, and there are various methods that can be used. There's meditation music, crystal singing bowls, Tibetan singing bowls, and there's like 528 hertz is used for positive transformation, emotional healing to release inner conflict, and is known as a miracle frequency. So I like that, 528, you know, hertz is our miracle frequency. And, you know, there's also alpha waves that help to heal the damage in the body because music heals the entire body. And there's even Tree of Life, and that's 741 hertz for spiritual and emotional detox and deep healing. So I found that to be, you know, really, really interesting. But music, you know, sound healing can help you sleep, to have better well-being. And I know, like, a lot of people like to work out, of course, they have to have music because it makes it so much easier. And the time goes by a lot quicker because, you know, you're shifting things, you know, within. And it's sort of like your normal consciousness steps back a little bit because you're more relaxed and it just it just feels good. So that's a, you know, that's what the bleep is sound healing.
Well, there's different hertz gas for different things, and music therapy is just one of them. And you can even do Mother Mary sound healing. You could do sound healings for anything really. You know, for my little guys, I put on whale sounds, and they love that. That's sound healing, but that puts them to sleep, you know, so they're connecting with the whale sounds, and I think that's a beautiful thing, and because it's nature, right? But, you know, even when, for my dogs, like I'll, or when I'm writing, because I write all the time at this point, and I'll put on classical music because that has been shown, you know, to help our brain circuitries to calm down, just like meditation, right? And just be in a place that activates that part of the brain that helps us to think and, you know, focus and stay there. And so even for my dogs, I'll put it on before, you know, they go to bed and I walk upstairs. Or if they're a little rowdy, I'll just put it on and, you know, it just seems to work. And so, but that's science has been around forever. It's just an example, but you know, with these sound frequencies, you can look them up. There was this research study done in 2020. Is this one research study done in 2020 that I found that 1 minute of 500,000 hertz ultrasound delivered in 20 millisecond bursts, killed nearly every cancer cell. Now think about this. I'm going to say this again. So this is actually out there. It's in the science, and 1 minute of 500,000 hertz ultrasound delivered in 20 millisecond bursts killed nearly every cancer cell. It didn't hurt the blood cells and left more than 8 in every 10 immune cells unharmed. And there's more to explore here, but if, like, this is true, oh, my gosh, right? So this is very exciting
to me because as most cancer treatment involves, right, surgery, chemical poisoning, and or toxin radiation, right, because they tend to, these toxins tend to take out healthy cells along with the cancerous ones. So these treatments are brutal. So this new approach is called ultrasound energy, and it is destroying cancer cells. And so that's something that is on the they're working on now. But, you know, it's going to take more longitudinal studies to, you know, but just think about that. I mean, this is actually in the science, and I'm going to explore that more later. But, you know, but even like in like terms of healing crystals, for instance, right, we have science shows that healing crystals are in our brain. So crystals are highly ordered crystalline solids, meaning that they are particles, atoms, ions, molecules, and they're arranged in a repetitive pattern. And that means that because of their highly ordered molecular structure, crystals can maintain vibration. Whereas we humans, many times are on, many people on a molecular level that is chaotic in our everyday lives, right? And our vibration is, you know, usually just isolating, right? So this is the reason why crystals can aid us in healing, because their vibration helps to stabilize our own vibration. And so, you know, the properties of these crystals are really amazing. And, again, they're from the earth. And it's just that, you know, so in other words, the truth is, too, like, I was reading, like, you know, we are a crystal, basically. So because scientific research has shown that we as humans have magnetite in our brains. And it's the most magnetic stone on the planet. And it is used in magnets, and it's also in our brain. So more research has to be done there because there wasn't much in terms of, you know, why is it there, right? It's there for a reason. But we literally have that, right? We also have calcite. Which is found in our brain. They're like little microcrystals of calcite that are found in our pineal gland, right? And our pineal gland, as you know, is our third eye. So it's the seat of like our intuition. You know, it's where we go, where our imagination flows, where our intentions are set to manifest the light that we want. So it's really important that we keep our third eye open, because this is the seat of manifestation, and we can activate our third eye through doing all kinds of mindfulness practices, which we'll go into later. But, you know, there's science, of course, behind meditation, yoga. Just, well, we can dive into that later, but that was just really amazing that we have that in our brain. Did you want to talk about the spiritual properties of some healing stones?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, healing crystals do help people, mind, body, and soul. They can promote the flow of good energy. They help the body and mind to release any kind of negative energy. And they really do have physical and emotional benefits. And
great.
They hold energy just like humans do, you know, and as we know, they're made up of energy. So we can actually exchange energy with the crystals when we work with them. And here are a few, you know, crystals that are healing crystals. The first one is a clear quartz, and it's a crystal that is considered to be a master healer. It supports the entire energetic system of the body. We have obsidian, which is believed to help process emotions and experiences. And it also aids in letting go. And then we have amethyst. It's used for healing, purifying, and enhancing willpower. Sapphire is known as a stone of prosperity. We have rose quartz. And that one is, you know, referred to as the Stone of Love, and it's believed to encourage love and trust. And we have Moonstone. It helps to promote feelings of inner strength and growth. And for truth and honest expression, you might consider either blue kyanite or emerald, because they're both good choices, along with the clear quartz. But two of my very favorite are the pink Lemurian crystal, which is a very high vibrational crystal and believed to contain our Akashic records. So I was told that before we die, we bury the crystal, and it comes back to us in the next lifetime. So after hearing that, I began, you know, on my spiritual journey, and I was actually gifted this beautiful crystal from a friend who lived near Mount Shasta. And shortly afterwards, I had breakfast with a very gifted spiritual friend who happened to be just passing through my area. So we spent a couple hours talking, and she gave me so much knowledge of past and present life experiences while she was holding my crystal in her hand. Now, my other favorite crystal is a Herkimer diamond, and it's found, of course, in Herkimer, New York, and it, too, is a very high vibrational stone. It's also known as the Stone of Attunement. This beautiful stone can assist you, you know, in tuning in from the astral realm to the physical realm, and it also raises your telepathic abilities, allowing better communication with your spirit guides. It has the capability of increasing clairvoyance, and you're able to perceive, you know, with the clairaudience abilities as well. So the clairaudience, you can hear. But some people actually put this beautiful stone in their pillowcases while they're sleeping and find that it has calming effects while you're dreaming. So that's what I have on, you know, the spiritual aspect of the crystals.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
There's so many crystals, and I took a picture of them, and I sent them to DC, and I was like, oh, my goodness. You know, it's just, I have my favorites, and I'm holding on to, you know, certain ones, putting in my packets and, you know, carrying them around with me most of the time if I do have the packets. But if not, then I'm carrying them around in my handbags, or, you know, I make a point to just have them with me. I throw them in the, you know, they're all over the house.
Oh, I do the same thing. Yeah. It's wonderful when you go somewhere that they're looking for weapons, and I'm saying, don't harm the crystals. They're friendly.
I know. And my grandkids, like, they'll come over and they'll just go and pick certain ones, and I'm like, pick them, because you're being guided to, that's what you want to feel, you know, the way you're feeling. So they love them. Like, you know, I put them, I've been doing that since my kids were little, like my grown kids, since they were like little. I put everywhere, you know, in their book bags, so they don't even know, you know, they're hit, they're just everywhere. And so
beautiful.
Anyway, that's how much I do believe in healing crystals. And I was in a cave, by a cave that was all the purple amethyst, that was a purple amethyst, it was just the whole thing. And it's like, gave you just this feeling of just, oh my gosh, I'm so lucky I'm here, you know. But as far as some, I'm going to go into you want to go into some cellular memory stuff real quick?
Sure, that's good. Yep.
Okay.
Do you want me to start off? Are you going to talk about it a little, or do you want me to?
Yeah. I don't have.
Yes?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Okay, well,
it doesn't matter.
Here's what I have.
Okay.
Well, I have a little bit. I mean, it doesn't matter if you want to go first or I could go first, but I could talk about it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so cellular memory actually can be a key to past lives. Now, as I'm saying that, do you feel like, you know, you've lived before? Because I know I have. Do you remember parts of those previous lives? I myself get little tidbits. When we reincarnate, the soul is reborn into a new body. Along with the rebirth comes the infinite knowledge that we've collected through memories of our past lives. The soul itself never dies. The physical body, of course, passes away, and then the soul evolves and brings forth knowledge through reincarnation and rebirth. And when a person is reborn, it brings with it history that may be stored in the human body cells, like our brains and our organs. And there are also so many like memories, like personality traits, even habits. And our cells respond to memory and experiences that could actually, you know, seriously impact our subconscious mind and affect our responses, our needs, and our desires. So I have personally gained, you know, my knowledge in regard to cellular memory from Jesus, Mother Mary, and Edgar Cayce, which I'm just so blessed. And, you know, we can do a little bit of releasing here. We're going to release the cellular memory, and we're going to work with Mother Mary and Jesus to assist us at this time. And this healing is going to be at a source level. And, you know, while we're doing it, it's repairing your cellular memory, which is where your body is holding powerful memories and data. And, you know, everyone deserves to have a beautiful life. So we ask Jesus and Mother Mary to come in and heal our bodies, our minds, our souls, our spirits, and even if you have financial issues. So we're going to pray to get rid of any kind of trauma. Father, in the name of Jesus, we send words of healing to everyone listening. Remove all the trauma in their hearts. Father, in the name of Jesus, all trauma and all pain and their entire body be gone. All the cellular memory go. And we speak supernatural freedom. Any damage that stress has caused in their life, throughout their body, possibly even their digestive system, we speak complete wholeness and perfect health. And we ask for resurrection to the body parts that are shut down. Resurrection and light into the physical heart to rise and be brand new in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we send words of healing as there are so many people listening right now, or they can go back actually in the archives too, and you'll get the same healing, who have been traumatized, who have had their heart hurt, who have had their bodies hurt. They are getting better. They're getting better, but they're not whole. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, remove all the trauma in their heart, all the trauma. And I feel like there's trauma in all the different body parts. Some people are holding it in their chest, their neck. I mean, it's all over. So we command whatever it is that's causing you pain, we command all that cellular memory to go. And when we do, we speak complete supernatural freedom. Any damage that stress has caused in your life, you know, it could be in your body, your digestive system. We speak complete health and wholeness and resurrection to all of those body parts. Some of them, you know, seem to be, you know, not working properly. Some are quitting. They're starting to shut down. We speak resurrection and life into those, you know, different body parts. I'm feeling someone's heart, you know, and we ask the physical heart to rise and be brand new in Jesus' name, and we say hallelujah, glory to God. So, Kat, with that being said, I did have a little channeled message from Edgar Cayce, if you'd like me to read that for everyone. Okay, so here's a channeled message from Edgar Cayce. Hello, everyone. I hope you're doing well. I, Edgar Cayce, come before you today, and I offer you a little bit of enlightenment. I feel that I have lived my last life before all that I offered was truly embraced. Healing, reincarnation, holistic medicine, universal consciousness, soulmate connections, soul's purpose, crystals, colors, stones, and intuitive forces are some of the things that I was interested in, and for a good reason. All of that was more than 60 years ago, but the information I gathered is truly timeless. I didn't realize the impact of all that I had learned and how it would still be here today, and embraced beyond my own comprehension. My knowledge expanded and encompassed over 10,000 different topics. I was born in 1877 on a Kentucky farm, and during my early childhood, my gifts began to manifest. I had begun to connect with those in spirit, one, in fact, being my grandfather. I knew that our loved ones remained with us after death. I received information, and I connected with those who passed during my dream state. I also came to the realization that souls are infinite and continue on after the physical death, as well as soul families, which do include our furry friends. They, too, have contracted to be with us through many lifetimes, helping our souls to grow and accomplish our purpose during each lifetime. As well, I have found the connection the physical body has to its many incarnations. Health is not limited to taking care of the physical body. It must also encompass our minds as well as cellular memory. When someone is diagnosed with a disease, it's not just the illness that needs to be considered. The medical communities focus on one disease instead of the complex issues that really need to be considered. There are so many factors involved. And the Akashic Records, they contain each individual's records pertaining to all earthly lifetimes. Beyond that, every thought and every feeling is also recorded. And these records affect our reality, depending on the way the soul chooses to present itself, as well as its desires. It also affects the outcome of each lifetime. Spirituality is the source of all life, and meditation, it's significant. It is the key to connecting with Source, and prayer cannot be discounted. Meditation is prayer, in fact, and spiritual affirmations, these are amazing tools that can be used for enlightenment. I hope this has given you a little bit of food for thought. As the man thinketh in his heart, so is he, thinking in his mind, which can activate your purpose and will to embrace the physical, spiritual, and mental aspects of the individual. Each soul constantly meets his own self. No problem may be run away from, so meet it now. Well, I think it's enough for now. I'd like to come back if you let me, you know, and connect again. Stay close to nature, everyone, and breathe it into your soul. Embrace each sunrise and sunset. Blessings to all. I am Edgar Casey, and I'm so happy that Kat and DC are bridging the gap between science and spirituality.
I love it.
Beautiful.
I love it.
Yeah, he connected with me approximately 2 years ago, and I didn't, you know, I was so happy, but now I see why, because I really think, you know, that it was just amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Kat, don't think we're on air. So,
well,
for those that are still on the phone, we could say good night. Yeah, I don't think we're on air.
Right. So it, we.
So can
we
you tell everybody that's still listening what the bleep moment, Kat?
The bleep moment. So it was set for an hour and a half, not two. So we'll just pick up where we left off next week. And we just want to thank everyone for tuning in. We have so much more to talk about, and we will absolutely do so because we have some really, really exciting topics that are coming up. We just, you know, we run out of time. But we look forward to you tuning in next week. And for those who are, just in case you can hear us, the Cards for Things Elective was no. I'm not sure what that means, who that resonates with or who that was for. So I picked another card.
Not on air.
What's that? It was funny.
It was a no.
It was a solid no. The response to your inquiry is a firm no. It says you need not worry,
okay,
though, as you will see why. I just thought it was funny. But then I was like, I'm just going to pull another card. And this one fell out, and it's a reconsider. So it's on the same page, as, you know. So whatever you're thinking, just reconsider. Again, I don't know who that's for.
But if it resonates with you, then, you know, look into it. So, all right, with that, God bless everyone, and we will connect next week. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Bye now.
Bye.